few days. Outside, the bells start to toll, and you almost expect something joyous, like Easter time. But the effect of these bells is something less than joyous, and it feels like it'll be a long and difficult time before Easter. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Sviatogorsk.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
Support comes from AgriGold. Celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, February the 2nd, 2015. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. 11 degrees outside the studios here in Urbana-Champaign campus at WILL, Illinois Public Medium. Checking the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at this hour. Futures in the corn pit are up about 4¾ cents at 374¾. May futures up 4, July up 4¾, and December at 405¼, up 4½ cents. The March beans, 966¾, 5¾ higher. July up 5½, and November $9.51¾, up 6 cents for the day. Bean meal futures up 70, bean oil 25 cents higher. March lead option soft red winter wheat, a penny and a half lower. The hard red lead option down 1. Live cattle futures up 85 cents at 155.70, and the Feb April at 152.67½ are up 40. March feeders are 30 cents lower at 204.90, and the lean hogs at $67.50 are up 2½ cents. Just a quick reminder, we'll be on the road again this week with our Will Ag panels at the Pork Expo, by the way, at 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon. So Dave Dickey should be in for the closing market report at that point. We'll have Jackie Vakes and Brett Stewart with us there. You're welcome to come to the Pork Expo in Peoria at the Convention Center. That's on Wednesday. Thursday, we'll be in Springfield at the Northfield Inn and Suites. That's at 6:30 with Matt Bennett, Kurt Kimmel, and Bill Mayer in Springfield again. Northfield Inn Suites in Suites on February the 5th at 6:30 p.m. That's Thursday night. Speaking of Kurt Kimmel, he is on the phone line right now from Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, to take up what's been happening in the marketplace this morning. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Yeah, good morning, Todd.
Hey, I'm kind of looking forward to our venture into Springfield on Thursday night this week.
Yeah, it's always fun to go out and do the meetings and see what's on the producers and mind for say, and also too, to, there's no better panel than what you're going to see in Springfield too, so looking forward to it, Todd.
Yeah, you, Matt Bennett, and Bill Mayer should be a lot of fun. Hope everybody can come out and see us again. That's at the Northfield Inn and Suites. You bet I can say that a whole bunch of times in the next 4 or 5 days here, 4 days at least, at 6:30 p.m. Better take up the marketplace, what happened overnight and what your expectations for the rest of the day are, please.
Well, overnight was kind of a mixed trading affair. No real conviction. Came in this morning here and did sell 132,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Kind of a little bit of an encouragement there that we stimulated a little export business on this lower move. Then just prior to 9:30 there, if you look at your minute chart, the market just literally took off, especially in corn. What we've learned is speculative buying, a commodity fund buying. Today's the first trading day of the month in through here, so we could see some commodity fund interest coming into the grain complex. So we'll see if it holds through the day. We've got a cold forecast, not a whole lot of movement, per se, so see if we can't finish the market higher today.
Farmers would like the market to be higher. They'd like it to be higher for the whole of the month. This is crop insurance, corn and soybean setting month for crop insurance prices. Quite a bit lower than we were even last year at this point.
Yeah, it's going to be real key to look at here. Revenue policy or whatever policy you're looking at. We're in a situation where, you know, it's going to help manage a little risk on some of these policies, so you naturally like to be hiring through here. Cycle-wise, we are due for some lows here first part of February, so if we do see some strength, we'll think it'd be later on down the road versus first part of the month here.
So when do you think those might come?
Well, timing is everything, of course. But I don't think we're going to rally up out of the hole here very strong at all. We just got a lot of grain for sale out there. Seems guys have sold beans and still got quite a bit of corn to sell yet. So, unless we see some tremendous export business come forward here, I think it's going to be awful hard to see the market challenge the upper end of the range in a serious fashion.
I wouldn't think it would challenge the upper end of the range, but farmers have been strong holders of corn. Basis levels have been good in some parts of the Midwest. Do you think farmers will begin to move corn here at some point in the next week or two?
We believe so. A little bit of cash flow, some quality concerns in some of these on-farm storage facilities. We feel movement's going to kind of pick up in through here between now and say the first part of March. I don't think there's going to be a flood or a second harvest by all means, but I think we're going to see grain move out in a trickle type of fashion.
When you take a look at ethanol and the outside markets and RBOB gasoline, there's a discrepancy of about 11 cents. Ethanol is below the RBOB or wholesale price of gasoline. And crude oil on the outside market still below 50 bucks. It's around 48.5 at this time. Does this marketplace give you cause for concern?
Well, maybe a little concerned. I don't think it's panic mode. We feel that overall ethanol usage is going to remain strong. If we don't use it here domestically, we're going to export it. I believe that when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, we're really not in a position yet to start taking away from the ethanol usage side on it. I think we've got to look longer term in here. And on the energy sector, when you look at where we were and where we are, I think it's going to create opportunities to lock in some cheaper fuel needs here this spring. We're getting down to some levels where I don't know if there's going to be a whole lot of more downside movement. The risk becomes back to the upside. So as a producer, I'd probably stay awake here and look at these dips in here as buying opportunities to take advantage of these lower fuel prices compared to what we've seen here in the last 3 to 4 years.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
And we'll talk with you again this afternoon. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report, and again this afternoon during the Closing Market Report. That's at 2:06. And he'll be in Springfield with us on Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Northfield Inn and Suites. That's with Matt Bennett from Channel Seeds, Kurt Kimmel, and Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. That one is sponsored by Strategic Farm Marketing. They'll take you through some crop insurance options as well as the farm bill that night. It's free and open to everybody. If you want to join us in Peoria, we'll be there too. That at the Peoria Civic Center for the Pork Expo. That's on Wednesday. But the expo, of course, is on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. We'll be there on the convention floor at 1:30 Wednesday in the afternoon, along with Brett Stewart and Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson. Brett Stewart, of course, is with Global Agri Trends. He's out of Denver, Colorado, and specializes in the hog side. And then on Saturday, the seventh day of the month, we'll be at the Chicago Farmers Farmland Forum in Joliet at the Weitendorf Agricultural Education Center. That's the Joliet Junior College. Matt Bennett of Channel Seeds, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and Gary Schnitke will be there. We hope to see you at one of those events. You can always find all of our events online at our website. The address is willag.org, willag.org. The big one, too, coming up March the 10th. You can buy your tickets right now if you'd like, just $25 for our all-day Ag Outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We'll have more than a dozen analysts there. Sue Martin's coming in. Murray Wise will be there. Chris Hurt will be there. Should be a fantastic day. That one is a $25 cost, but it's a great day. Includes the Beef House lunch. That's on March the 10th over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Get your tickets today at 217 800-333-7300. Let's check the outside markets at this hour. Crude oil at $48.40 a barrel, up 17 cents. The Arbobber wholesale price of gasoline, $1.51 and a tenth. That's 3 2/10 higher. Ethanol at $1.40 and 3 tenths in the March, up a penny and 7 tenths. Natural gas at $2.61 and 8 tenths. That's down 7 3/10. And diesel fuel, or New York Harbor ultra low sulfur diesel at $1.71 and 7 tenths. That's a penny and 6 tenths higher. Gold futures are not trading at the hour, and the U.S. dollar is down 0.381 at 94.425 for the day. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbanum. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Headed to sunny skies and 18 degrees for the day. Wind chill values will be 1 below to 7 above on a northwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered flurries between midnight and 3 a.m., mostly cloudy. We'll drop to a low of just 13 degrees, and tomorrow partly sunny, a high of 33. South-southwest winds tomorrow at 6 to 10, and then on Wednesday, a 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, and a high near 30 degrees. Thursday, sunny skies, and a high of 12 degrees. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.